Your spirit was here.
Okay, welcome to the July 5th, 2016 meeting of the Water Reclamation Facility Citizens Advisory Committee. We have a quorum. Dale Guerra is not here. He let us know he wouldn't be in attendance today. So I'll call this meeting to order, and if we could please have a moment of silence. Thank you, and please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, are there any announcements or presentations by staff? None? Any members have any announcements they would like to give? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to public comment. This is your opportunity to speak on anything that's not on the agenda. Is there any public comment today? All right, rolling right through. We'll move on to the consent calendar and its approval of the minutes. Any comments on the minutes or changes?
I make a motion to approve the minutes as stated.
Okay.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. We'll give this motion to Jenny. Any public comment before we vote? It's okay. No, okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion passes unanimously. Business item B1, it's the Wolf Water Reclamation Facility Subcommittee updates. And we'll start in order here. Finance, do you have an update for us today?
I do.
Okay, please go ahead.
Okay, so I just wanted to give a quick update on the Cayuga Sustainable Water Project. As I mentioned at our last WRFCAC meeting, CSD is looking at three treatment process alternatives. Actually, they're looking at two at this point. And they've just had a recent meeting on May 19th. And basically, Water Systems Consulting provided an overview of treatment objectives, treatment process alternatives, evaluation criteria, cost evaluation assumptions, and treatment technology screening evaluation. They concluded that the advantages of an oxidation ditch are slightly lower cost, peak flow and loading resiliency. There's an option for bypass filtration during peak flows, and the ability to phase tertiary treatment. For MBR, that's the second treatment technology that's remained. The advantages included high water quality reliability, a small footprint, and better odor mitigation options. Since I wasn't at the meeting, I don't know what the Board of Directors' priorities and preferences are, nor if they've even stated a preferred treatment process alternative, but I do intend to follow up with that. Based on the presentation that I found on CSD's website, the next steps for the project are to refine the preferred treatment alternative. That includes process sizing, footprint requirements, and conduct studies, including solids handling and supporting facilities needs assessment, and prepare a conceptual site plan and prepare a facilities plan. So I'm going to continue to monitor that, and I'm still hopeful that someday we may end up together on this project, either at Chevron or at our preferred site. And one last comment. This is on the budget. I know we're not going to really be talking about that today, but I just wanted you to know that I'm really looking forward to the report on the annual budget at the next meeting. And in the meantime, I'd like to follow up on a comment that Valerie made a few months ago regarding DACs. Specifically, she wondered how Morro Bay's pockets of poverty could be considered DACs, and she said that although the city as a whole may not qualify as a DAC under the State Water Resources Control Board definition, and I believe that's 45,000, she mentioned that Morro Bay's contractor for LEAP shows Morro Bay's average salary of 35,000, and that's based on different breakdowns and manipulations of employment and earnings data. And I know that she mentioned this to you, Mike, and I'm wondering whether anybody has followed up on this, because this could be a negotiating point with the State Water Resources Control Board for a grant. And that's it.
Okay, we'll go to you first with your question.
Jenny, you mentioned Cayucas has a bypass filtration system plan for during overload, and we know overload's going to be 4 or 5 normal flow, 4 to 5 times over. Did they say what they have in mind? I assume they're going to use the existing facility and out the pipe that goes out now.
That was my assumption too, but again, I wasn't at the meeting. However, this is what I saw on their website. They provide all the presentations on their website for people that are interested.
Did you have an answer for the question about DACs?
Sure, I'd be glad to respond to that. So the DAC, the
let's just back up. That stands for disadvantaged community.
I'm sorry, that's correct.
Yeah, disadvantaged community. The public knows. Okay,
that's correct. So part of the process with State Water Resource Control Board, when you submit your general application for loans or grants, is they automatically begin looking at you and determine which of their funding buckets you might qualify for. And one of them is the Small Community Grant Program, for example, which is determined based on whether you're considered a small disadvantaged community, a small DAC. And so one of the first things that State Board's project manager for our loans came back with was that the city did not qualify as a DAC, as a community. Now, what you pointed out, though, is a really good point. There are pockets within the city that do qualify as disadvantaged communities. And I know that the city has used that before for other funding programs. So, for instance, an example could be there may be a DWR funding program that can be applied towards a community that has a percentage that's a DAC. There may be some other sources of funding that can be applied towards that. But in terms of the State Water Board and you know, them assessing us for that small community grant program, for example, the city did not qualify because the median income was too high citywide, even though there are some pockets of DACs. So we're going to continue to, as we move forward through the facility master planning process and master reclamation plan, we have a better defined, more precise project description, and as we move forward through CEQA, then we're going to be vetting and reevaluating all the grant and funding opportunities based on city demographics, every possible thing we might qualify for. For example, if there's an opportunity to, look at irrigation for a park along the way, maybe that could help the city qualify for some park funding. So we're going to try to find every possible tie that we can, but we really need the project description, and we need to be farther along in the CEQA process, because the projects that compete the most favorably with state and federal funding are projects that are closer to shovel ready. And so we've really got to get through these planning steps before we can really, I would say, cost effectively and successfully start identifying and capturing those grant opportunities.
Okay, so that $45,000 figure is absolutely concrete. There's no wiggle room whatsoever with the State Water Resources Control Board.
I'll go back and check what that figure was and where we ranked with it, and I'll get back to you. I'll send an email out.
In my experience, they're very rigid with their guidelines. Very, extremely. They have to implement it statewide, and making exceptions here and there become challenging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Richard, did you have a comment?
Yeah. Regarding that, I sent you an email, and it had to do with the collection infrastructure. And this is one of the areas where one of the areas that was identified from my research as a disadvantaged community area is right there by Highway 41 and Main Street. And for Prop 1 funding, and recently one of the communities down in south had received grant funding, Prop 1 grant funding for sewer collection infrastructure repair. Now, it's our understanding, or my understanding, is that Black and Veatch are all your comparisons for the WRF are under the assumption that we're going to put a major lift station pretty much at the existing location of the wastewater treatment plant. Given that, that's a variable that is constant. And so I'm kind of questioning the need for CEQA and EIR for the WRF as a whole, when we could split that and address the collection infrastructure that we know is dilapidated, we know is leaking sewage into the Morro Basin aquifer. And the last time I talked to, what was the lady's name from Kestrel? Monica? Yeah, Monica. When we first met with her over a year ago, or almost two now, it'll bring us right to the top if we're dealing with water quality issues. So that infrastructure needs to be repaired anyway. And I think that, you know, the WRF build team should be looking at that separately, since that variable can be removed from the WRF facilities master plan. And also, we have a letter from the California Coastal Commission saying that we have to address that issue anyway. In addition to that, we had a recent sewer master management plan audit, and that flow study, that 2006 sewage flow study that's referenced, I was involved in that study back in the day, and the negative deck that was applied to that was also had to do with pretty much kicking that can down the stream as far as the environmental impacts. So I really feel that it's a missed opportunity here if we don't, you know, address that infrastructure immediately, and we could keep moving on the WRF accordingly.
Okay. Any other finance update from the subcommittee?
Thank you, John. Yes, I just wanted to a couple brief comments on the budget, and my apologies, I was unable to attend the last meeting, but I wanted to thank my colleagues and Ginny for bringing up some of the budget, and I reviewed that discussion. It looks like you had a very good discussion on that. I am also very much looking forward to, Mike, the quarterly fiscal year-end budget report, as well as on the Finance Committee, the Citizens Finance Committee. We are doing some things looking at budget-friendly reports for the public, and I will ask Ms. Slayton to pull the total fiscal year expenditures for the WRF for last year, and then hopefully we'll have something good to start with that will indicate the revenues and expenditures and tie in with the amended budget that was just recently approved by the City Council. And finally, along those lines, the Citizens Finance Committee is holding a public workshop the last Tuesday in August right here. That's Tuesday, August 30th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. to solicit public input on budget-friendly documents, summary documents, graphs, et cetera, for the not specific to the WRFCAC, but specific general to all the budget, the general and the enterprise funds, streets, et cetera. So we welcome anybody that would like to attend that and give us some input so that we can work that in conjunction with this committee. Any questions? Thank you, guys.
I would like to respond to the collection system comment, though, from Mr. Sadowski. Yeah, I appreciate your comments there. What I would say is we're concerned about collection system impacts to tie into the new lift station site, wherever it might be. The Main Street sewer has been part of a city CIP, either rehabbing that, replacing that, or upgrading segments of that has been in the city CIP for a while now. My sense is the majority of that's going to be covered under the city's CIP and under their upcoming master plan update effort. And where we really pick up is really right in the vicinity of the lift station with the water reclamation facility. And then through the water reclamation facility and then through the water reuse delivery system. So our involvement upstream of that collection system, other than to have a good understanding of it, know where it's going to tie into the lift station, the traditional CIP that would be associated with the collection system upstream of that is going to be handled separately from us. So I didn't want you to think we're missing something or not looking at something or not doing something there on the funding.
The problem with that is currently Cayucas is out of the picture. Okay, so there's infrastructure there that you have to deal with anyway. And then as far as the CIP, we've been told by the staff that back in 2007 that they were going to do it in 2008. Meanwhile, our dilapidated infrastructure keeps on leaching. So I feel that it's an opportunity to tie it in together, since all that infrastructure is going to be tied into a huge lift station on WWTP. So, you know, at the current location. So I kind of disagree. I feel that it is part of this. You know, you're going to have to deal. You know, you can't deal with it the way it is set up right now anyway, because of the Cayucas dedicated line and the dealing with the 60-40 line that Cayucas still owns. So those are kind of issues that still are open and really need to be resolved pretty quickly.
Is it a multi-year CIP program?
Yes, it is.
So if the final location of the lift station was established and that it made sense to reallocate some of the cycle of the CIP to address some of the lift station issues, if there are opportunities there, that can happen then, right? Because it's
exactly.
A living document.
And we do need some final resolution with the Cayucas, because if they're out of it completely, there are different options to repair that line than if they're planning to use it. It appears that they're out of it, but we have not yet confirmed that, and we're still operating under our existing agreement with Cayucas, and they own 40% of the line. I guess probably the next JPA, that will be a topic of discussion, the jointly owned facilities and how we're going to deal with those. Just want to also reassure the public that we worked with the regional board on the investigation on the leaking underground sewer lines, and they chose no action because it does not pose a significant threat, does not rise to the level of a nuisance. So they recommended no action on those sewer lines. Thank you.
Okay, that's environmental. Do you have an update?
Well, I'd like to make a comment.
Richard, we're not here to talk about the line. The scope of this is the water reclamation facility. And we go every meeting we go through this. Moving on. Environmental has no update. Engineering,
excuse me.
You have an update.
No. Issue with the Cayucas, they've, as far as the 60-40 line, am I not correct that they removed their option to be able to divert their flow?
Not 100% yet.
They have not removed the option to divert their flow at Yerba Buena.
They can still continue to use that line.
Okay. Is there any public comment on item B1? These are updates from the subcommittees.
Yeah, Marla Jo Bruton-Sadowski. And I'd like to address the regional board comment there and let my community know that the regional board in Santa Barbara over a year ago was sued and lost to a citizens group for allowing dilapidated sewage infrastructure in the city of Santa Barbara. That did not include contaminating a drinking water aquifer like we have here. So I take issue with the fact that the regional board says it's fine, and so my community doesn't have to know that we're having sewage leaking into our drinking water aquifer. And most of the severely disadvantaged communities that I'm aware of, excuse me, this is very emotional for me, and it should be for my entire community. There are three other communities. There were four communities with severe contamination of nitrates the regional board addressed in 2012. Morro Bay was one of them. The other three were severely disadvantaged communities. They had sewage contaminating their aquifers. Morro Bay was, it was decided it wasn't our sewage, it was the nitrates from the farmers. All right, we were different. I'm so upset thinking every single day that people are flushing their toilets, going down those sewage lines there, and it's entering our aquifer. Doesn't people not understand what I'm saying here? And I take a great issue. Does it take, is that what America's come to, that citizens who don't have a lot of money have to put money together to hire attorneys, to fight their city, to fight their regional board, to get clean water? And the lackadaisical approach of the city is like, oh, well, we have a desal. I'd like to see what our desal cleans and what it doesn't clean. Just because something isn't tested for doesn't mean it's not there. And I would like to have real tests for sewage done on our drinking water aquifer. And I don't know why that hasn't been done.
You're coming up on your 3 minutes if you want to wrap up.
All right, I'll be kind to you and wrap up. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else? All right, this is a receive and consider updates. I think we've done that. We can move on to item B2. This is the water reclamation facility program update. Turn it over to staff.
Thank you. So the first section of our staff report and our update gives a few bullets with our accomplishments and milestones since our last update. So we presented the recommendation to City Council on June 14th to select the South Bay Boulevard site to that.
We have a site. Done since. I'd like to likely in public at the facility. All the issues. Involved. On work.
continuing cost of
going.
The whole sense that consider
that was a
capacity. And because wastewater.
while
strategy.
Effect.
Eventually stay.
Areas.
Okay. It's difficult. And
do. Stand.
Receive numerous. About going. Very popular. Plan. Meetings. Frequent.
So city about it.
Better.
being considered. With
of workshop. Includes an reclamation.
Paula. Really the give comments. At this point. Between. Post. Help. Instantly. We're going to work. Potential. So
continue to this.
Bottom. Where they're saying. I'm a knife. Preparing. It was
for the public.
15.
There.
To negotiate. Significant.
Putting together. One. Thank
you. Okay. Percent. That was reported. Pipes. We have.
Bay.
Reason I
for a while. That
I have to do.
Could be. I think. You know, not but we mean.